All right. So welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that we're all together again this week for the third week of Mastering the Law of Attraction. I'm Max Ryan, and this week is a really great week because we talk about the three-step process, and we're going to talk about the third step today. So say yes if you're excited about learning the third step.
Yes.
I love that. Good, me too, and I'm excited to teach it to you because the third step is really fun too. But before we move forward today, we are going to talk about and share our experiences because there's been quite a bit of experiences with this group in the last week or two, and a lot of things are coming up for people, and I want to have, you know, my goal as your guide and your teacher and teaching you these new ways of being is to create a place where people feel safe to share their experiences or to ask me or your fellow students questions, because that's really how we learn. I mean, we learn by our processes, of course, but we also learn by reflecting off of everyone else. So I'm going to do a little bit of a review and have you help to fill in some blanks for me to make sure that our learning is going deep. And then we're going to open it up, and we're going to talk about your desire statements. We're going to talk about the don't, not, and no's for a little bit before we get into step three. Say yes if that's okay with all of you.
Yes.
Good. Good. Awesome. So we're just going to review a little bit. So we all know, and I'm gonna cover this in a little bit more depth because it's very important. We all know that the law of attraction is based on our vibrations. Yes or no?
Yes.
And we can only have two vibrations. We can have what kinds of vibrations?
Positive
or negative. And for the purposes of us learning at this point, we need to be very clear of what's positive and what's negative. It's very important that we are, like in the very beginning class, I think that I mentioned this, what are we feeling? And being very, very clear about, oh, that makes me feel bad. I thought it made me feel good. Oh, interesting. So it's really, really important that we understand if we're on the positive side of the vibration or if we're on the negative side of the vibration. And that is sort of paramount as we move forward, because as we move forward, it's about a lifestyle. It's about understanding what vibrations are and how we can be deliberate creators. Say yes if you like being a deliberate creator.
Yeah.
You can only be a deliberate creator if you're aware of the vibrations that are coming into you and also the vibrations that you're sending out to the world. So we know that the law of attraction is all based on vibration, and there's only two vibrations, there's negative and positive. And we know this to be true also, that that law of attraction has one job description, and that job description has two words. Anyone want to take a stab at what the job description is? That's right. Let's all say match vibration.
match vibration.
That's right. So we know our vibrations are vibrations. So law of attraction is matching our vibrations. So the first step in this three-step process is crucial. Is very crucial, and to clarity, and our tool to get to identify what we want, to get clear about what we want, and the tool that we use to do that is what? Anyone can answer. What's the tool that we use? What's the worksheet that we use to get clear?
Contrast of clarity.
That's right. So it's the clarity through contrast worksheet. So the clarity through contrast worksheet helps us to very specifically identify what we desire, what we want. And so that in itself is a huge step. say yes if you agree that just getting clear about what you want is a huge step.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but for me, in areas of my life, even before I started doing this work, I thought that I was clear. And then I did this work and I thought, oh, I wasn't clear at all. Can anyone relate to that?
Yes.
Huh? That's why this process works. Because our head is not usually that clear until we get it out onto the paper or we get it out into the world. And then we go, oh, I wasn't that clear. So that's our first step, is to identify what we desire or what we want and get clear about it. So we use that tool. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't tell you this purposely on the first call, when we first did step one, because I don't want you to say, oh, I only have to do step one. It's a how many step processes are we talking about? How many?
Three.
So I didn't tell you this because I didn't want you to go, oh, I only have to do one. But now we're going to three. I want to tell you something. Just getting clear and writing down what you really want can change the energy and start making everything come to you exactly how you want it. I'm going to tell you this very quickly about, and some of you might know this story, but I'm going to tell you this. I think it's always best if we relate it to our real life, because I'm going to relate it to my real life. So I have been doing this, you know, working with people and clients for about, you know, 4 years. Before that also, but not strictly this. So about 4 years. So I have private clients, and I have workshop clients, like some of you are. Well, this summer I started feeling really bad about my work. I started, you know, I would have a private client call, and I would literally go, ugh. Remember we were talking about vibrational match, everyone?
Right. Yeah.
So I would see a client's name on my caller ID, and I'd go, ugh, yuck. So was that person a match for me or not?
No.
Because the difference between our vibrations is how much resistance we have to it. So I was having a lot of resistance to people, to my clients. And I was like, gosh, I'm trying to do so well, and I'm trying to help people, and, you know, I feel like what I'm doing is giving value, and, you know, I felt really strongly about what I was doing. But something was wrong because I didn't like what was happening. And I thought, I've got to go back to the basics. And I have to do a clarity through contrast worksheet. So what I did was I did my ideal client, my ideal private client that I work with. Well, I started going, I don't want someone that's late. I don't want someone that's this. And it was a Sunday night. I started going through, and I listed many, 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 many things. And then I went back and I said, I don't want that. I want this. I want this. I want this. And I ended up doing over 100 of them, over 100. And I got really clear, and I was like, wow, let me just go, what are the things here that feel really right, that feel really like, if I had these qualities in the client, I would be jazzed, I would love my work, everything would be fantastic. Well, I narrowed it down to about the top 20. And I said, okay, this is my ideal client, these qualities. And I looked at my client list that I had at that time, and I had 14 clients at that time, private clients. 12 of the clients did not match any of those things. And I said, oh, no wonder I hate working, because it's not a what? It's not a what?
Not a match.
Match. Everyone say, I only do matches. Let's all say that.
I only do matches.
So I was unconscious, and I didn't realize that I was doing unmatches. They did not match me. So I got really clear, and I said, oh, okay. I'm going to attract all of my matches only now. Well, that was a Sunday night. On Monday morning, the first client called and said, I need to stop. I was like, okay, she's on a match. Great. Tuesday, next client called. I need to stop. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 12 people in 12 days quit.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why that happened?
You got clear.
Yeah, you got
clear. Thank you, Connie. There is a so much value in getting clear. Step one is very important because I looked at what I didn't want, and I found out what I wanted. And I'll be honest with you. By the time about the fifth or sixth client called, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm never going to be able to pay my bills. No, no, no. And my ego went crazy. But the other part of me said, but the universe and the divine are waiting to give you every single thing that you want and the perfect match for you. So I held out. And now, I'm telling you, from then I started to attract all these people. And every single one that are all clients, that are on my list, now I have 15 again, a full stable, which I call them. Every single person on my list meets the match. They're all exactly what I wanted. So I tell you that story to say just doing step one is powerful, is powerful. Anyone have any reaction to that story before we move on?
I do.
Yes, who's that?
That's Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey, I love that story, and I just wanted to say it kind of mirrors what Cheryl Richardson said, which is a free audio listen on Tapping Summit, which, you know, all of her work is about, her latest book is Extreme Self-Care, and she talks about our time and energy and everything is too precious to spend on the people who drain our energy. And that really was huge for me to listen to because I have allowed, you know, myself to be a shoulder for people to cry on and things like that, and I don't like it. But her, you know, it's like a zero tolerance. And I love it when you said only matches. I mean, that can filter down into every aspect of our lives.
Right.
I love it.
Right. I'm glad that you said that. And you know, I'll just say this really quickly is that that book, Extreme Self-Care, is one of my favorite books. So thank you for that. And it's true. Remember, everyone, I only do matches. And that does not mean, I want to be really clear here, everyone, this doesn't mean that we're pushing against what we don't want. Because if we push against what's in our vibrational bubble?
Negativity.
That's right. We can't exclude anything. When we're pushing against something, when we say no, we're really saying yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want
we
you to
prefer.
Write that down. I want you all to write that down. I don't know if we said that before, but please write this down. When I say no, I'm really saying yes. Because, now we're going to get to step two, because when we say no, we're giving attention, energy, and focus to the no. And we know that the way that it works is if we're giving attention, energy, and focus to something we're pushing against, we're inviting it into our vibrational bubble. Make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
So what I did was I got to a point where I decided and said, this isn't working for me. There's something that doesn't feel right. And I said, I have to start moving towards what I want and what feels good. I wasn't from the place I'm pushing against. I was like, I'm going to move towards what makes me feel right because something's not right, doesn't feel right now. There's a difference in that. So as we move on to step two, which is what we did last week, is all about your vibrational bubble and you doing your desire statement. And the desire statement is all about creating, taking what we want from our step one and creating sentences, creating a vibration around the excitement, the love, or just a good positive flow around what we really want. So I'm going to open it up here for the next few minutes. I know that there's a I've been emailed from a few of you that you want to bring up a couple of things about the desire statement and what's happened. Before I get to that, I want to tell you that there's been a couple big wins in our class. There's somebody here. Did everyone get the email last week that one person in our class got the job that they wanted?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to reveal yourself? You did say thank you.
As the mystery guest. No, this is Chelsea.
Yes. Chelsea.
Yes.
Let's all say,
and I got
hey,
the
Chelsea.
Job.
Congratulations.
Hey, Chelsea. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Chelsea, I would like you to, because I think it's valuable to all of us, before we get into this question answer about step two and going on to step three, it's really valuable to look at what you did and how you attracted this perfect job so quickly. So can you just tell us what happened?
I will tell you, Max, that it was so much about you and your teaching that is so clear to me. It's not even funny. It's exactly the kind of thing that you were talking about. And the first of all was the contrast and clarity, because I've been out of the workforce, you guys, for almost a decade being an at-home mom. And, you know, stepping back in is kind of scary. And I worked in the entertainment industry and film, and now I've moved to the country where there is no entertainment industry and there is no film. So my resume means diddly to this area. So I have to start a whole new career, you know. So this was a very big deal for me to do this. And I knew that the time was now. You know, my husband and I have discussed it a lot. And so doing the contrast and clarity for the first thing, part of me was ready to just take anything, because I didn't feel like, you know, there was going to be a lot out there for me stepping back in. And then I thought, no, I'm going to write down what I want. This is what I want. And I left a leadership position. I was a producer, and I wanted to step into a leadership position. And I wanted to do something meaningful. I didn't just want to be, you know, typing for someone or flipping burgers, you know, or something like that. I wanted to do something meaningful. So I just really started thinking about, I still have a young daughter in grade school, so I wanted it to be part-time so it didn't interfere with, you know, my still being available for her. And so I just started writing down my big wish list, basically. And then last week when we did the desire statement, it was easy enough to just, like Max said, create sentences out of the what I do want list. And when this job popped up, I lit up. I went, oh my gosh, this job popped up that is working in a leadership position for a nonprofit organization that helps children who have been abused and neglected. And I thought, wow. And I was looking at the job description, and everything that I did in film actually translated really well to this job, even though I was a comedy producer, like going into a totally, totally different field. And so, but it was a match. It was part-time. It was in the area. I didn't want a huge commute. You know, I wanted to be available for my daughter. And I was looking at all these things matched. And so, you know, I sent it in my resume. What the heck? I got first interview. I got the second interview. And the next thing I know, I was waiting for the phone call, you know, and the woman had said that she was exhausted. They had seen so many people, and I was like, oh, great, great. But I wouldn't let it get into my vibrational bubble, the doubt. And I think that was the biggest thing that happened. I would not do it. Like, as soon as I would think, so it's not going to be me, because there were 1,000 people that they saw, and it's not going to be me. I thought, it could be me. And yeah, and I thought, I started writing down my name and my job title. I started seeing them going, it could be her. I think it could be her. She really does match. This could be really. And every time I would think about it, I would think of them thinking of me as the person being
wow.
it. And I wouldn't let the vibe, anything else. And you know what? Just to say really quick, I remember seeing an interview once with Madonna, and she was talking about that when she was really young and starting out, and she was running this whole thing about her first concert, she said there was a moment there where she thought, who the hell am I, and why are these people listening to me? And she said, but I could only think that for a second, because then it would just crumble. She said, I had to pretend like I was. I knew what I was doing, you know, and I couldn't let that in. She didn't let that into her vibrational bubble, that she didn't know what she was doing, and that she didn't have the authority to do what she was doing. And so, or she knew that it would all fall apart. And so that's what I did, you guys. I kept that in there. I kept it to be real. And wouldn't I thought, you know, all those other people are probably putting in their vibrational bubble right now, it's not going to be me. Oh, it's probably not. Oh, the chance is such a long shot. And it's probably not going to be me. And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't mm-hmm. do that. And
wow.
I got the call, and I got the job.
Yay!
Yay!
So there you go.
Yay, yay, yay.
And that was just step one and two,
yeah.
getting clear and writing the desire statement and thinking about the vibrational bubble.
Okay, there's so many things about this story that it makes me jump up for joy. For you and for everyone here that's in this process, is that you're seeing what the reality of it. Because you might not see it in your process yet, but what is happening is that Chelsea is a perfect example of that she decided that she was going to mind her vibration.
Yeah.
That is key. It's key. Because what you and the reason you could mind your vibration, Chelsea, and everyone listening, I want you to hear this. The reason you could mind your vibration is because you were clear.
Yeah.
You knew what you wanted. If you don't know what you want very clearly, you can't mind your vibration because you don't have a roadmap. You don't know what doesn't match. That's why step one is so important. So you can go, oh, I didn't want a blonde, I want a brunette. No, not a match. I didn't want part-time, I want full-time. I want this. This feels right to me. This is what feels right. Otherwise, Chelsea, I'm going to ask you this question. Could you have minded your vibration if you weren't clear?
No, but I don't think I would have minded my vibration if I hadn't taken this class. You know, and just the timing of it is so brilliant because, you know, coming back into the workforce, like I said, after being out as long as I have been, and I also didn't finish college, so I don't have a proper bachelor's degree, and I went into the entertainment industry, and from there, and just started working, and from there, it didn't matter. You know, you went from job to job to job once you were in, but to change vocations midstream, life. You know, I mean, it is a miracle. I still can't believe it, and I get to do something that I'm so excited about, and I'll stop talking about me now. But it's been amazing.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I'll tell you that the miracles are a natural occurrence when we are right-minded. Everyone, I want you to write this down. Miracles are a natural occurrence when we are right-minded. Now, and then we're going to move forward. But what that means is that the universe is set up for our success. It's set up to defy the laws of this world. it's set up to be like, oh, this world is nothing compared to you connected to the power of the universe. Mm-hmm. Say yes if you understand that.
Yes.
Yes.
It's key in moving forward. It's so key in moving forward, I can't tell you. So miracles are a natural inheritance we should be having those all the time. But when we don't have them, something's wrong. Something is wrong when we don't have miracles. So Chelsea had a miracle, and this is the perfect, I'm going to ask you a little bit about desire statements, but it's the perfect part of step three is celebrating. So let's all celebrate Chelsea and her match. Let's say, yahoo!
Right.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Bravo.
Bravo. Brava, brava. Okay. Okay, well, thank you for sharing, Chelsea.
Thank you for listening. I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm thrilled. So, and you know, it's not me that's saying this. I'm relating truths of the universe, and in a way that maybe it can help you. That's all. So we're going to move on to step two, our desire statements. Now, I know that most of you sent me your desire statements, and it made me really happy, and it changed. It made my vibration shift. When you do your desire statements, it changes your vibration. From this kind of amorphous, like, well, I'm sort of clear about it. I think I know what I want. I think it feels clear now. But then the desire statement takes it to the emotional place where you go, oh, wait a second, this feels good. I like it. And it's in that emotional state that the universe picks up the vibration of your emotions. And those emotions, if we can stick with the exciting, loving, and open that it's in the process of happening, then it's in your vibrational bubble. And if it's in your vibrational bubble, it's very soon going to manifest in the world. Say yes if you understand.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to open it up to all of you for the next few minutes before we go into step three. I know a couple of people asked to bring a couple of things up about desire statements and questions you had about them or challenges or successes. So my hunch is because some people said that, my hunch is that some people would like to talk about that. Who would like to go first? Say your name and then we'll talk. Don't go all quiet on me now.
Oh, do it.
Don't be embarrassed. We're all here to help each other. I know that literally I have like four emails from people saying, do you mind if I bring this up about, do you mind if I, I'm like, okay. So
okay, it's Fran. I'll bring it up.
Oh,
yay.
Fran. Okay, yes, Fran.
I understand
Fran.
Now what I was doing that wasn't right.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, so my question to you, Max, was, and this has been happening since I'm a little girl, not knowing about contrast and clarity and all the things that you're teaching us, whenever I would want something, I would get what I call the Twilight Zone effect. I would get it, but there would be something not right with it. So, for example, as a little girl, if there was a particular doll that I wanted, I would want that doll, and I would want that doll, and I'd get that doll, and the doll would be defective in some way. And it's kind of funny, and as I'm getting older, it continues to happen to me in the things that I want for or the things that I wish for. Now, as a little girl, I don't think that I was saying, I want a doll, but I don't want one with a broken arm, but I would just get the doll with the broken arm. I don't know. I just don't know how to correct my way of thinking so that it doesn't happen.
Okay. Which is, first of all, I'm going to completely support you in that you're an amazing manifester. Let's all say, Fran, you're an amazing manifester.
Fran, you're an amazing manifester.
Thank you.
So, Fran, do you agree you're an amazing manifester?
I am, yes.
Good. So that's where we start, because everything's vibration. So you're an amazing manifester. So what you manifest might not be exactly what you want, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up, Fran. It's so huge. It's big. This is where I actually have to say it's important. It's really not important, but it's really cool that you guys are working with me, ladies are working with me, because, you know, I talk about ego and spirit a lot, and sometimes law of attraction doesn't talk about that. But sometimes the ego, which is the part of us that's very closed, that's fearful, that's very controlling. Say yes if you have a part of you that's fearful and controlling.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I do. The part of you and all of us, Fran, that is fearful and controlling wants things to be the way it wants them to be. So the reason that there's no reason, there's no blame here. It's not like, well, but it's just the vibration of the ego. It's not that the ego is bad. It's the ego is like, if I don't have the Porsche that's yellow and has the, you know, the 5 speeds and has the leather interior and the burl wood, if I don't get that one, I'm going to be mad. It doesn't work for me. But if I get a Porsche that's the brown and has everything else, then I go, oh, well, maybe. Because the ego always wants its own way. Spirit goes, look, you got a Porsche, and it's going to get you to the place, and it's going to feel fantastic. So there's a difference there. Do you see the difference, Fran?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what – does everyone understand where I'm going with this analogy?
Yes.
Okay. So the ego is going to want things a certain way, but spirit – might be giving you something even better, and in this case, it might feel like it's worse. It might be the twilight. I love that idea of twilight zone. It's like, wait, I asked for this, but it's the wrong version of this. We can always attract, and we can always create whatever we want. We can. There's no doubt about it. But, and this is big, we get, I want you to write this down. Get your pens and paper. We get what we vibrate. So we get what we vibrate. So that means that the ego is still going, oh, but maybe you don't really deserve that. Because you know what? When you were mean to your mom, or you did this to your friend, or you really didn't do a good job.
Oh.
So do you see where the belief, the ego belief that you're not good enough affects your vibration? Say yes if you get that.
Yeah.
So
Max, I just say.
Yes, who's that?
Can I just tell Fran just that my perfect match for my perfect job did not match the money perfectly?
Oh, yes, thank you. Bring that up.
Okay. So, you know, because a part of me, in accordance with this, feels like, you know, I'm not worthy, really, because I've been out of the workforce, you know, even though I put down in my clarity statement a certain amount of money, that's not exactly what it was. But I'm pretty good with this job. I'm still pretty good, and it doesn't mean that I won't get there,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually. But that's all I have to say about that. But, yeah.
Fran, does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we get what we vibrate on some level, because I would say that on some level, this is getting pretty intense, but, Chelsea, I would say on some level you're vibrating that you don't deserve.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, because, yeah, I haven't worked for so long, you know, like I feel like I sort of have to start at the bottom again. That's sort of how I've been feeling, and I think that's been, that's a little bit of a vibration that was in there, even though I've had confidence that, you know,
that affected that. That's great. So it's not to blame yourself, Chelsea, or blame yourself, Fran, or me, that it doesn't come out exactly right. It's just another go, oh, look, I'm getting what I'm vibrating. What am I vibrating? I must be vibrate that I'm not deservable, that I don't deserve that. Oh. And you know the only way to cure that? Does anyone know the only way to cure that you're not deserving or you're not worthy?
Change your mind.
You change your mind. That's right. And the only way to change your mind to make it work is to, there's two words, love yourself. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to write that down. Love myself. Love myself. If everything in law of attraction is about vibration, say yes if you agree with that.
Yes.
Everything's about vibration. If you love yourself, then isn't it all going to be good? Say yes if you agree.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, when people say it's all about how much you love yourself, it's true. How much we love ourselves is in our vibrational bubble. And we shouldn't feel bad if we don't love ourselves right now. It's okay. Because you know the way to love yourself is to give yourself a frickin' break.
Mm-hmm.
And love yourself anyway. So love yourself anyway. And when you love yourself anyway, you know what? The doll ain't going to have the broken arm. The job is going to be what you want. Because you love yourself and you know you deserve because you're a child of God and everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Say that again.
Everything works because you know you're a child of God and everything is perfect. When you have that in your vibration, the world is your oyster and everything is perfect. And it doesn't matter if you get the job or if you get the doll without the whatever, because you're in joy and love. And then everything falls into place. Can I get an amen in here?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Good. All right. Fran, thank you so much for being so transparent and telling your story, because I think most of us feel the same way. I feel the same way. Does anyone else feel the same way, that you attract just enough, mm-hmm. and then it's like, but
yes.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fran.
You're so welcome. Good. Okay, so we're going to wrap that up, and we're going to move on to step three. Say yes if you want to know about step three.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So, in all of your workbooks, you're going to move on to, we're going to move on to page 9. You all on page 9?
Yes.
Okay. So, we touched on this already, but step 3 is all about allowing. Some people might say surrendering. And some people, the word surrender brings up this fear. So don't use surrender. Use allow. And allow is all about letting things be the way they're supposed to. And it seems like this is counterintuitive to what we've been talking about, because we're trying to attract what we want or whatever. But we have to, in the third step, we have to let the universe or the divine, God, whatever you call it, I don't care. We have to let it do its job. because one thing that our ego will do is that it'll keep wanting to organize everything so we get what we want. For instance, we say, I want a guy that's this and this and this, A, B, C, D, and E. Okay, so we get clear. We do step one. And then we say, okay, it makes me feel so good to know that my ideal partner is a guy that likes to go four-wheeling, and then we have barbecues, and then we lay in the sun, and then he takes me on a romantic dinner, and then we go on a whatever. And then we do the second step, which is a desire statement. It's really great. And then, so that's sort of putting our order into the universe. So we're really ready for him to come. We're really connected with that vibration of that guy. Then what we do is we start saying, okay, I have to go on OkCupid, then I'm going to go on Match.com, to go on this, then I'm going to tell every single person I know, and then I'm going to find the guy, and I'm going to make sure that I find that guy. Do you see the difference in the energy that I just said?
Yes.
Yes.
Not that any of those actions are bad or not right. They usually will come from, okay, I'm clear, I'm ready, now I'm going to go find it. Law of attraction and the way that the world works, the way that universe works, is ask and you shall what?
Receive.
So what we do is we ask, we get clear, we ask, and then we go, I'm not going to receive it, so I better go find it. We don't allow it to come. We don't let the universe, law of attraction, do its job. I will say that this part, step three, is one of, I don't want to plant this in you, but it's a little bit of a fact, because we have this thing called the body, that we want to organize everything to make sure it's all right. And it is ultimately the people that I work with, and you all probably too, this is the hardest part. Allowing can part of the three-step process, because we don't trust. We have a lot of doubt. Chelsea brought this up earlier. She brought up, she lowered her doubt and she allowed it to come. Do you all remember that when she said that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
She was doing the third step. She allowed it to come. She lowered her doubt. So, on page 9 at the top, where it says, what is allowing? Mm-hmm. Are we all there? Say yes if you're following along.
Yes.
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 I want you to write, what is allowing? After that, I want you to write, the absence of doubt. And right under that, I want you to write, doubt equals negative vibration. So when you doubt, when you're like, oh, that's not going to, like Chelsea, you're the perfect example. When you were saying what other people might have been doing, you were speculating, and I bet you were right. Because other people were saying, oh, I'm not going to get it. There's so many more people. But Chelsea chose not to have that in her vibrational bubble. So she was like, you know what? I'm not going to let that doubt in my bubble. So that doubt is a negative vibration, what do we want in our bubble? Negative vibrations or positive vibrations?
Positive.
Very good. Okay, so underneath doubt equals negative vibration, I want you to write desire equals positive vibration. So your desire or what you want or what you feel a vibrational match to is a positive vibration. So when we let go of doubt, there's positive vibration underneath that. And we're going towards what we really want. Okay, so are we all on the same page? Does anyone have any questions about this absence of doubt and allowing before we move on? Okay, good. So when we think about a scientist, scientists go in to any kind of hypothesis with doubt, yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So a scientist goes into, I think that this could be true, but he comes from a doubtful place. Yes or no?
Yes.
So he goes in saying, oh, okay, so I'm going to go into this experiment, and I am going to be doubtful. And as he does, or she, does experiments, he's trying to prove his theory or disprove his theory, and as he does, the doubt starts to go down and the belief of the theory starts to go up. You all get that?
Yes.
Okay. So when doubt goes down, believability goes up. So when you believe, is that a positive or negative vibration?
Positive.
So doubt is a positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative doubt goes down and your positive goes up with belief. This is huge. This is really big. So when you start to doubt less, you allow more. So I want you to write that down in that little section underneath all those lines. Write, doubt less, allow more. So there's a very, very, very a simple mathematical equation to make it all work. So if you go down, it says three equations to understanding allowing. Are we all there? Say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So the very first equation, in number one, I want you to write the words strong desire now. Remember the radio dial we worked with before in lesson one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So strong desire, is that positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay. So under number one, I want you to write strong desire, and I want you to write plus 10. So it's like a 10. Strong desire is a 10. Very positive. Plus 10. And then it says plus. The next line I want you to write strong doubt. And if we think about the radio dial, strong doubt would be negative or positive?
Negative.
So after strong doubt, I want you to write negative 10. So it's really way on the other side of the radio dial. So I know it's hard because we're not watching each other, but I'm just going to read to you. On number one, it's going to say in the first little box, it says, or line, it says strong desire and then a plus 10, and then there's a plus sign that's already there, and then you're going to write strong desire minus 10. Are we all there?
Yes.
Now it's okay. A little confusing, but there's a plus that's already there. You don't have to write that. So number one is strong desire plus 10 plus strong doubt minus 10 equals, in the last line, you're going to write zero manifestation.
Zero.
So, if you want something really bad, I'll just give you an example. So, okay, so I want, let's just say you're an actor. Okay, so you're an actor and then you're up for a role. And you're like, oh, I want that role. It's with Meryl Streep. It's going to be this big, huge deal. It's going to be in Fox Lot. It's going to be amazing. I really want that role. It's perfect for me. But then there's another part of you goes, you're ridiculous. You've never worked with Meryl Streep. No one will ever hire you. You've never done a movie before. That's ridiculous. You're crazy. That's strong doubt. So if you have a lot of desire and a lot of desire and a lot of doubt, are you going to manifest that thing?
No.
You're not? Because even if you're aware of it, if you have doubts that are underneath, beliefs that are underneath that are saying no, you're not going to manifest it. So, number one is strong desire plus strong doubt equals no manifestation. Now, number two is where most of us are a lot of the time. So, number two, I want you to write strong desire, which I already know is strong desire is a plus 10. Which is a lot of positive. And then in the second part of line two, it says plus. I want you to write some doubt, which is a negative 5. Say negative 5. So you're like, I really, really want that role. That sounds really good. I could do it. I'm pretty talented. I'm good looking enough, but I don't really have all the connections, but I'm pretty okay. That equals, in the last part of line two, some manifestation. So you write some manifestation in that equals part. This is where most of us are with our life in general, number two. Does that make sense, yes or no?
Yes.
Good. So, many times we're like, I really want that. And part of me is really worthy, but the other part is like, well, but the world says you're really not good looking or you're too old or you didn't have the right education. So you have some doubt and you have some desire. So it might hit sometimes and other times it doesn't. Who has that experience where you get some things you want and you get some things you don't? Say yes if that has happened to you.
Yes. Me too.
A lot less now that I understand the formula, I have to tell you. So we're going to move to number three. Number three, I want you to write strong desire, which is plus 10 in the first slot. And then in the second slot, plus, and I'm going to just ask anyone here if they know what's going to be in that next column.
No doubt.
Exactly. Zero doubt. Right. Zero doubt. No doubt. I love that band. They're so good. Okay. So strong desire plus no doubt equals. Who wants to tell me what the last? What it equals?
All manifestation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So strong manifestation. Mm-hmm. Strong manifestation. If we were to watch people waiting in line for a lottery ticket, and we were to look and see what was going on in the bubble over their head, which tells what they're thinking, 99% of the people are going, I swear, I really, really think I deserve it. I'm going to get it. But then the other part goes, but other people get it more. But I really don't deserve it. Because my mom did this to me, or because I grew up in this situation, or because da 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 da. 99% of the people have strong desire and some doubt. Following me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a small little part of people, very few people, that are getting their lottery trick and saying, I feel really good, and I know it's right for me. And they don't just say I know. They know. They know. And that's why they get it. Because you know what proves that? Is that if you look at the statistics of lottery winners, many lottery winners win more than one or two or three lotteries. It's very rare that it's very once they win one. They win two or three. Because they know that that is right for them. They have no doubt. Or they have very little doubt. Very little doubt. So our process is that we want to have a lot of doubt or no doubt, everyone. How much doubt do we want to have?
No doubt.
No doubt. Good. So turn over to page 10. And now we're going to talk about all the things that are going to help you to allow. The tools that are going to help you to allow and bring your doubt down. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Okay. So, on number one, we have been doing this, and now you'll understand why I do these things, is that we've been doing this all day, all our call and other calls, is that under number one, I want you to write, celebrate the closeness of the match. So do you see how every time Chelsea got something or Fran got an aha or whatever, we celebrated?
Yeah.
That's why we do that. Because it's celebrating that we're on the right track. We are, and celebration is a positive or negative vibration.
Positive.
And it's bringing it into our
vibration.
Our vibrational bubble. You are such good students. Yay! So every time that we see or experience or hear something close to our match, as far as, let's just talk about the boyfriend or the mat or the mate. So you go, okay, I feel that I want an artist who makes a good living that's a really nice guy that gives to charity. Okay, so whatever. So when you see that kind of guy or you experience it, it could be a friend, it could be someone you meet on the street, it could be anyone. You go, oh my goodness, look, that's the guy. That's the type of guy I want. You celebrate it. And I'm not saying, when I say celebrate it, you don't have to go crazy like I do. Like, well, crazy, whatever. You can if you want to. but all I want you to do is go, look, there's a match. Mm-hmm. There's a match. That feels good. So you celebrate the matches. When you look through the want ads, you go, that's a match. That feels like a match. I like that. And you don't have to do anything but acknowledge it and say, I feel good about that. Capiche, everyone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you celebrate the closeness of the match. Really important. Really important. Number two, I want you to write, record evidence. In journal or log? So, if you don't have, from the beginning of our work together, you know, don't have a journal or a log you've been working with, it's time to start having them. Because one of the things that really helps you to allow more and your doubt to go down is to start recording every time you see a... Do you remember at the very beginning of our workshop, I said a coincidence is, or fate, or out of the blue. Say yes if you remember me talking about that.
Yes.
What this is you starting to track and log all the times when the coincidences, the out of the blue, the fate things happen in your life. Say yes if you notice those things happening in your life.
Yes.
Say yes if you write them down.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Just like the power of writing down the contrast, the clarity through contrast, if we start writing down all the times, and you might keep a small little notebook with you, it might be your evidence of law of attraction journal. It might be your evidence of abundance. We're going to talk about that in a second. Journal. But you keep it with you. So you go, oh, my God, I just thought of blue fairies, and there's a blue fairy. I'm writing it down. I just told my friend that I was going to call, that I just thought of my friend, and then they called. I write it down. Anything that seems to be a coincidence or it seems to be out of the blue, we write it down. When we write it down, is that going to help to lower our doubt or raise our doubt?
Lower our doubt.
Because we're going to see how the universe is actually working. So that's number two. Any questions about number two? Once again, we're going over time. Are you all okay with that?
Yes.
Probably about 5-10 more minutes. Okay. So we have celebrate the closeness of the match by doing a dance or talking about it or just saying it. Fine. Number two is record the evidence in a journal or a log. Number three, this is for people that have control issues. It's not you. I know none of you have control issues, but myself, I have control issues. I want to control, and I want to understand, and I want to get it, and I want to know the end before it even comes. Say yes if you're sort of like that.
Yes.
I'd say most of us. So I have control issues, and I want to know the outcome. I want to know that. I want to know the step by step. I want to get it all. Well, number three is for people like me. Some people actually are. There are people in the world that it's easy for them to be like, I'm going to let it go, and wherever the chips may fall, the chips may fall. Does anyone know people like that?
Yes.
And I know people like that, and I can be like that sometimes. But some part of my nature is a Virgo, and I want to organize. But so number three is all about really allowing. And it might be really challenging to some of us, but it might not be. Who knows? I'm going to choose to not believe that anymore. So number three is you're going to write this down, let law of attraction or LOA, let LOA figure it out. So this is classic. Remember when I talked about surrender and letting go and allowing before? This is the classic piece where we go, I don't know, but it'll all be right. I know that it's not the easiest thing to do for some people, when I do my work, actually, when I do my meditation, I do take care of myself. Number three is a lot easier for me. When I go, you know what, I'm putting it out there, and I know that the universe is supporting me. I know that God or whatever is supporting me. I'm going to let him figure it out, and it will come to me in a form that's actually probably better than what I think. So you just let it go. And you don't let it, you know, a lot of people say, you know, how do you let it go? You just let it go. Well, one of the ways to let it go is to do number one and number two, and then you can get to number three. Because if you celebrate, you're going, it's all working out. Because if I say it's all working out and everything's great, is that, does that have a vibration of letting it all be?
Yes
or no?
Yes.
And so if I am recording the evidence of every time everything's working out for my highest good and everything is all perfect, is that it have a vibration of letting it go? Yes or no?
Yes.
You see the thread here? The thread is that through all these things, it's about allowing it to be. Because at source level, the divine, whatever you call it, law of attraction, has so much more in store for us than what our ego will allow. But we just go, thank you for sharing, ego. I'm in a bit, law of attraction, figure it out. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much like the analogy of saying, and I think I've used this here before, of like knowing what you want at the restaurant. So you go, I want the shrimp and I want the lobster. And then the waiter comes up and you go, okay, I got clear. I want the shrimp and lobster. I'd like that, and I'd like that with cream spinach. And the waiter says, thank you very much. That's great. I have it written down here. I have lobster and shrimp with cream spinach. Thank you, sir. I'm going to go in the back, and I'm going to do it. That'll be great. And then what happens, the third step, is that you start talking to your friends. You have a glass of wine. You have a really good time, and you just wait for it to come. But most of the time in life with what we really want, after we give our order and the waiter goes to the back to give it to the chef, we get up, we follow the waiter, and we tell the chef what to do. And we go, wait a second, I told you I want shrimp and I want lobster and I want cream. The waiter's like going, the chef's going, I know, I've got the order, calm down. Go back to your seat. It's coming. It's coming. But our ego wants to go, but I want to make sure it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say yes if you can relate to that.
Yes.
Relate to that. I can relate to that very, very strongly for me personally, with intimate relationships. I get really clear. But then I'm like, but wait a second, I got to control it so I can find the person and...
Mm-hmm.
No, stop. Let it come. Let it come. So we are all in process. We all got our thing. So allowing is the piece that we're going to work on this week. Okay? So this week, you are going to start celebrating and recording evidence and letting law of attraction figure it out. Now, does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
This week, you're going to start allowing it to come by doing those things. Now, there's a number four there, see?
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit of an extra thing. Just a little bit of an extra thing. It goes along with number two, recording evidence. You know, a lot of times when we talk about law of attraction, most people are like, where's the money, 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 where's the money? Can I say that again? Where's the money, where's the money, where's the money? Most people are thinking about where's the money, which is fine. It's totally fine. But the problem is that we don't understand that money is just a part of an energetic, an energy that's all about abundance. So if we are not focusing on abundance, or if we're not allowing abundance into our vibrational bubble, are we going to have a lot of money?
No.
We're not. So, abundance in the form of money or in the form of other things is what we need to focus on. So, number four, I want you to write, this is a little bit of an extra thing, okay? Sort of is about allowing, but it's a little extra. So, I want you, under four, I want you to write, understanding that abundance is a feeling. Is a feeling. So, when I say that, I mean
you know, celebrating and recording evidence of every time that we feel abundant. It could be abundant with love, abundant with time, abundant with, you know, many, many, many things. You can walk down the street and go, wow, there's an abundance of trees. There's abundance of people. There's an abundance of fresh air. There's an abundance, because money is the same thing. It's all the same thing. So recording, it's a feeling abundant, because most of the time let me just ask you this. Is abundant positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive.
Positive. Is lack positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative.
I would posit to you that most of us are walking through the world with a lack consciousness and not an abundance consciousness. Most of us are walking through the world thinking, oh, but if I had that, but if I only get that, but if I only. That is negative or positive?
Negative.
That's in your vibrational bubble. Instead, if you start to focus on, I have a lot of things. I have a lot of love. I have a lot of, lots of things. So if we start to go, oh, that abundant feeling, abundance is a feeling. Lack is a feeling too, but lack is a negative or positive feeling?
Negative.
So we want to focus on that understanding that abundance is a feeling, and we can start to create on a log or a journal to see under here on the bottom, it says journal and then date on it. You can start to say my abundance journal or my law of attraction journal. You can do two or three. This is just a little example. And you can say on Wednesday, I'm just going to do an abundance journal. So this is going to be my abundance journal. I'm going to say, on April 22nd, someone bought me a free cup of coffee. I'm abundant. On April 22nd, somebody gave me free coaching. That's at least $50. That's whatever. That's abundant. If you start to track all the places that could be equated to money that are coming to you, you will start to see how abundant you are. My friend drove me, and I didn't have to pay for gas. I'll just tell you this. A few of you got some really private coaching with me, which would cost a lot more than $47 for 4 weeks. So you got some value there if you want to do money. But you can also track all the abundance you have. So your journaling, your journal or your log, can be your abundance journal or your evidence of law of attraction journal. Or you can do both. So here's your assignment, is that you can choose to do one or both. You're going to do a journal of the evidence. Every time you see law of attraction working, write it down as much as you can. Or every time you experience abundance, write it down. And it could be an abundance of money. Or evidence of money, or it could be an abundance of other things. But just to get us in the framework of there's more than enough here, more than
Max,
enough.
Max, I have a question. It's Tricia.
Yes, Tricia.
My question has to do with gratitude.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes I don't always notice abundance exactly, but I find myself being really grateful for whatever it is, 3, 4, 5, 10 times a day. I'm just so grateful for whatever. Is that the same thing as noticing abundance?
Is your gratitude positive or negative?
Well, it's totally positive.
Positive.
And you answered your own question.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because
okay.
What do we want in our vibrational bubble, everyone? Positive or negative?
Positive.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you do as long as it makes you feel
positive. Good.
Positive.
Fill in the blank. Feel what?
Positive. So it can be whatever word as long. It doesn't have to be. It can be whatever journal I want as long whatever word works for me.
Totally, totally, totally. You know, it's not, I think I said this in the last class, it's not about the words you use, it's about the feelings. It's not about the words we use, it's about the feelings we feel. That's why it's important to understand why sometimes affirmations don't work, because affirmations might have a positive word and create a negative feeling. So if being appreciative and giving gratitude makes you feel good, then do it. But sometimes people change gratitude journals to a should, and if you're not you don't have gratitude, then something's wrong with you and you're a bad person. And if you're not doing it the way you're supposed to, then don't do it. This is minding our vibration at its utmost. Because just because Cheryl Richardson or I say do it, then and it makes you feel bad, don't do it. We should always be followed by our inner guidance system, which are our feelings. And our feelings will go, you know what? Max told me to do that. It sounds great in theory, but it doesn't make me feel good. I'm throwing it out. It doesn't feel good. But he said this. That makes me feel good. I'll do that. So if being, you know, I'll give you a little bit of a distinction. I know we're going over. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm a little bit like I'm just a little, I want to work with you more. Is that, you know, Abraham Hicks says, you know, maybe gratitude isn't the best word. Maybe appreciation is a better word. So if you want to be appreciative of things, maybe that's where you want to be. Maybe that's a better vibration for you. But if you feel gratitude, then be grateful. It's all good. Okay, so we're going to wrap up. And thank you, Tricia, for that distinction. Thank you. All right, so we're going to wrap up here. I know we're way over, but it's important today. So I know that a lot of us learned some new things that you probably took notes and besides what we're doing. I'd like to hear from at least one or two people, if not three, about what you learned today. My hunch is that there's a couple of people that want to say something. Say your name first and then what you learned.
Max, this is Carol.
Thank you, Carol,
and
yes.
I learned about, which I already shared with you, celebrating the positive, the recording the evidence, celebrating the close of the match, except mine was more than a closeness. I had a big win just found out today that our commercial won a Telly Award.
Yay.
And yeah, we are going out to celebrate this weekend.
Congratulations, Carol. That's awesome.
And I got
to
the restaurant.
Yay, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Carol. What
there's
did anyone else
one
learn?
And the little one.
Oh, sorry, what did you say, Carol?
I said there's a big one and a couple of little ones.
Good. I love it. I love it. I'm glad that you're aware of what you're learning and what's shifting. Okay. Who else wants to share something they learned today? Or learned over the last few weeks, couple weeks.
Well, Max, this is Chelsea, and I'll say it was interesting to learn that I was sort of doing step three and working, you know, with keeping the doubt down before we even learned it. So it sort of seemed like, I guess it's a natural sort of extension of where we were going.
Yeah. You know, I'll just say it's a natural process. Mm-hmm. You already knew it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Okay, anyone else want to share what they learned? All right. And I'd like to hear from one person that is going to do something differently than they did before. Who wants to say something that they're going to do differently than they did before?
Mm-hmm.
About allowing, about celebrating, about letting things figure out, about, we went over a lot of things today. Okay.
Max,
all right.
What?
Go ahead. Who's that?
Tricia, and one of the things that I learned is that when I was writing my desire statement, and I decide to let this end my bubble, because I realize that sometimes I'm so afraid of being disappointed that I won't let it into the bubble, and so that I resist what I want because of fear. And
oh, that's big. Good.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you gotta actively let it in the bubble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our greatest power is our power to what, everyone? To choose.
Yes.
Our greatest power is our power to?
To choose.
So you can choose to let that in or choose to go there. But you can only choose after you're aware. So good for you, Tricia. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for staying. You know, it's an hour and a half almost. So I'm just really appreciative of all of your wins, and I'm celebrating for all of you. And next week we're going to talk about what we're going to do is we're going to talk about your allowing piece, but we're going to do a real kind of Q&A on how we move forward, and I'm going to give you some options about the best way to keep working this way of life, because it really is a way of life. And we're going to talk about moving forwards, because you know the three steps. And if you need anything from me, you don't really have any homework this week. Your homework as far as returning anything to me, you are just going to be doing your celebrating, recording the evidence, letting it figure out, and understanding about abundance. That's what you're going to do this week. And then we're going to come back, we're going to share our experiences, and then we're going to talk about the best ways to move forward. Sound good, everyone?
Yep. Yeah. Sounds great.
Awesome. You have been amazing, and thank you for going a half hour over.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
All right. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Week. And same time, same bat channel next week, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Thanks.
Okay, much love, everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye.